Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
A survey commissioned by the Dublin Inquirer looked at the levels of crime in Dublin city centre and the perception of crime in Dublin city centre. Even though the overwhelming majority hadn't experienced or even witnessed any crime, most people questioned still don't feel safe there. Henry McKean has been out investigating the difference between the reality and the perception. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. I just want to say I've never been mugged in Dublin city centre ever. I was mugged once in Liverpool. I had my phone stolen.
Yes. I remember that. That wasn't too long ago.
During Eurovision. And I didn't want to make a fuss about it because I didn't want to give Liverpool a bad name. Because the people were so friendly.
But nor have I been mugged in Dublin city centre.
And this is the thing. And they were talking about it this morning on News Talk Breakfast. And, you know, that perception of Dublin. And to say, for people listening outside Dublin today, blue skies. Across Dublin. Dublin is beautiful today. It's lovely. And people, most people, are quite friendly. I did visit Temple Bar. I also went around Grafton Street and Jervis Street and the north side. And you mentioned that survey. They found that 12% of people were the victims of theft in Dublin in the past 12 months, while 9% said that they had been threatened in a public place. So we start today with this rough sleeper, Audrey.
I mean, I was robbed 7 times in the one day.
Seven.
Recently, yeah, maybe 2 months ago, 7 times in the one
day. How is that even possible?
I know, I just kept trying to get myself back together and then I get robbed again. Yeah.
And what did they steal from you?
Oh, I mean, plastic bags that I was whipping out of bins to try and go and get other bits. I mean, yeah, they robbed my bras, which definitely wouldn't fit anybody, you know, like it's just weird.
So they robbed everything?
Everything,
off your back?
Yeah, yeah. The good few coins I had, you know, they were gone. Foreign coins I had,
everything.
They were gone. Yeah, all sorts of bits. But literally the plastic bags that I just whipped out of a bin, they were kind of dry. I sat down and someone whipped them on me. Like, yeah.
And you obviously don't feel safe then in the city.
Oh, other than that, I feel safe, you know. But yeah, I think theft is definitely a big thing, yeah.
So people will try and steal anything?
Anything, yeah.
Anything they... see some value.
I mean, I took a dirty teddy out of a bin one day. I was having a bad day and I just wanted to sleep with this teddy I'd seen in the bin. That was whipped on me in my sleep. You know, that person didn't want a teddy before they'd seen me with that teddy. You know, like, it's strange. Like, yeah, anything.
So, Audrey, you're a rough sleeper and they are stealing these things when you're asleep.
Yeah, like, you want to put something down as a pillow, but that's inevitably going to be gone in the morning, you know. Even stuff, like, that you put into the sleeping bag can disappear if you're sleeping well, you know. Yeah.
So who's taking it?
I suppose people wandering about, yeah.
Just chances, opportunists?
Yeah. Opportunists, definitely, yeah, yeah.
And being a lady in the city, in the capital, and being a rough sleeper, you must worry about your safety.
No, I suppose initially I did, you know, I kind of was cautious, really, and then eventually I just had to drop and sleep, you know, like, yeah, I was going a long time without sleeping.
Well, I hope your situation improves.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Yeah, the city's a good place. Like, yeah.
God, that's depressing. She's, you know, a more vulnerable person you couldn't have thought to, mm-hmm. you know, to rob. And she gets robbed 8 times in a day. What, you know, someone who's sleeping on the street, what could you steal? You know, what does she have worth stealing?
She didn't have much. She had some plastic bags and some old teddy bears.
Yeah, that's grim. And so round Temple Bar, because I suppose Temple Bar is... Mm-hmm. where a lot of people might think it's going to be dangerous or, you know, there might be muggings and the like.
Yeah, and Temple Bar, in recent months and in the last year, there has been quite a few incidents in that area. And it is the tourist capital of Ireland, even though Killarney will disagree. Temple Bar really is a mecca for tourists. And yeah, there is still a little bit of a dangerous element sometimes after a certain time. We got to meet William Monk, or Bill. He's an author and he's also a barman, and he has a book out called Temple Bard. And it's during the COVID times, the book is set, and it's about Sam, a homeless man in those dark shadows. It's €20. Here goes the hard sell.
Sorry, what are we doing in item about again? I've got lost there. Every
single item they're selling something. Have you tuned into the Late Late Show recently? Everything is a hard sell. But yeah, his book is €20. You can buy it online or in the Norseman pub.
I'm having a chat with Bill. Bill, you're a barman in the heart of...
Bar supervisor.
Bar supervisor.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
All
Bill.
All my years of experience. Supervisor. I've been in Dublin a long time and the city.
And the city. And we're here at this beautiful pub, the Norseman, steeped in history. You've been here since 1696, not yourself. How many years have you been here?
I'm here 20 years now.
And in those 20 years, what changes have you seen? Do you feel safe in the city?
Well, I do, yeah. I mean, no matter which city you go into, there's going to be trouble. But I mean, it's and not trouble at the same time. I don't think this city is any worse than any other city, put it that way. And I haven't seen that much. In fact, in the 90s, when I worked here in the 90s, I worked in the Old Dubliner, and there was a lot more going on, and there was a lot more of a Garda presence.
So you're saying in the 90s it was worse?
It was heavy. Yeah,
and
I mean, the street, people were drinking in the pubs and on the streets.
And you think now there's a little bit more order?
Oh, yes. Well, I think since COVID, everybody's drinking habits have changed anyhow.
And is it fair to say that the south side is safer than the north side, or is it now free-for-all? There's no such thing as a safe place in the city. Like, right now, personally, as we're standing here, the sun's out, I feel perfectly safe. Should I?
Well, I'm not going to go near you. Put it that way. Yeah, I to be honest with you, I cycle in. I live down at the O3. I cycle in and out, and I see very little carry-on that I would call unsocial behaviour. To be honest with you, that's the truth now. I'm here every day.
There you go. Isabella on Twitter says, I lived in Clontarf from 2014 to 2020 and watched safety deteriorate as young antisocial behaviour increased. What shocked me most was how politicians and society seemed unwilling to talk about it. It's no surprise this eventually influenced the city's sense of safety. Well, now that's our individual experience, because there's an argument you can make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as he said there, that you know, you get trouble in the centre of most towns. And maybe Dublin was always a bit of a rough town.
Yeah, he talked about the 90s and how it was quite rough. And you're right, there was always that element. And like that, it's a city of 1.5 million people. And if you take the suburbs and perhaps Kildare, if we include that in Dublin, it could be up to 2 million. So half the population of Ireland live in Dublin or near Dublin. And you're right. I mean, it's perceptions. I saw this guy really quite close to where we are here in News Talk on Stephen Street, just beside Grafton Street. He was in black cotton tracksuit bottoms, and then he rearranged his private parts area. And he was kind of walking towards me, tall, white Irish lad. And I admit he was intimidating. I was in his way. I was in his way.
Yeah, okay. And he was, you know, rearranging himself.
Yeah.
Well.
So you get that anywhere. You could get that in any capital city.
Well, yeah, the rearrangement, I don't know if that's an international thing.
Well, or, I mean, men
you know,
of a
young
age.
Fellas go no, but young fellas in tracksuit, but they're going around with their hand plunged down the front of their.
They do like to hold their member.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I think it's a comfort thing.
I don't know. But then you go like, you know, I'm not going to shake that hand. Not that you'd ask, but like, you know, do they wash it afterwards? One texter says, I think this is an excellent point. Take smartphones off people for a couple of months, and I bet you the perception of how dangerous Dublin is would change. Once again, it's the algorithm pumping fear into people's news feeds. Anything happens in the centre of town, it's on social media within minutes. And so you think, oh my God, it's a hellhole.
They would. I mean, hate sells. I mean, love doesn't sell, but hate sells. And that's the thing. And you're right. So many people out there feel completely fine. Here I am on the north side of the city.
So we're here just at the Lewis stop at Jervis. We're north side, just off O'Connell Bridge and quite near the Liffey, really quite close to Henry Street. You work in the city centre around here. Do you feel safe?
Well, I'd feel safe, Henry, during the day at least. But again, I don't be here at night time, so it's probably a different story then. But during the day, I feel pretty safe.
I'm now standing at Liffey Street Upper, which is parallel with Henry Street. And I can also see up to O'Connell Street. And at the moment, it's all pretty safe. There's a few people wandering around that look perhaps a little bit like Halloween is still going on, but the majority of people look friendly. Do you feel safe in the capital?
Well, I've moved quite recently here to Dublin in April, and so far, so good. At night, it's a bit dark, especially in the north side, but so far I have no trouble.
So you don't feel unsafe, and whereabouts did you come from?
From Spain, from the south of Spain. Spain, the south of Spain, is much more illuminated by night. The lampposts are way more prominent. There's a lot of more light everywhere. So you don't feel like you could be in danger sometimes if you're not paying attention. But the streets were so dark that it feels, well, not unsafe, but maybe...
An edge.
Yes, on edge.
Do you feel safe?
I do feel safe. I'm from Donegal originally, living in Dublin. I'm used to it. It's a good point you made about the illumination, but in general I do feel safe. I'm in the centre of the city every week at night from about 7 to 9. Yes, there is a lot of activity, shall we say, people moving around. You have to get used to it. You know, it's not that they're bad, but you're aware.
So you've got your wits about you.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah. But I think that applies, you know, if you're abroad too. Certainly your antenna are more up. But even walking down O'Connell Street during the day, there's a lot, so much happening, so many people, so many interactions, so you are more on edge. So,
do you feel safe, madam?
I do. I feel safe, but I would also apply just street savvy knowledge. I'd know where to avoid, what kind of times of the day or night, not to be in certain areas.
Which areas?
To be perfectly honest, this area
where
we're standing now, and even O'Connell Street, I just feel that there's a sort of a risky sort of vibe at night time. And it's, as a woman, it's fine if you're with other people, but if you're on your own, it can feel quite intimidating.
There you go. A few comments there from people on the north side of the city centre. One texter says it's obviously a subjective thing, but I think it has a lot to do with where in the city you are. I live in Dublin 8 and I haven't had a single incident in the 10 years I've lived in the city. I agree with your man. The 90s was every bit as bad. And that's apparently the golden era we're all nostalgic for now. Though somebody else says the gangs of teenagers are intimidating in town. However, as a 48-year-old woman, I feel fine in town. Over the years, I've been mugged once. Another two occasions, someone tried to mug me. And in a supermarket, someone tried to pickpocket me. Out of all these incidents, only one was in town. Someone else says, I don't think Dublin is especially unsafe, but I think that Spanish guy is spot on. We could definitely do with more illumination. Yeah, that's a point, because you see, even Temple Bar is a bit kind of...
Yes, and even parts of Croke Park. If you leave Croke Park late at night around there, the lighting is poor. You can't see a thing. You know, there are a few dingy parts of Dublin that are very poorly lit, and we need to work on that for sure.
And they say there is a correlation between these things. You did meet some Dubliner who's been living there all their life.
Yeah,
what do they have to say?
We've got a true blue Dub, Tony Byrne, originally from Tala, now living in Rathmines. I met him back in Temple Bar and I asked him if he felt safe.
No.
Why not?
Because crime is out of control of the city. There's an element... You just don't fear anyone or anything, and they seem to be very young. I mean, you've just seen here recently the amount of stabbings. It's crazy. There was an American football match here a couple of weeks ago, and the guy came out for a night out before the match, and he was 6'4", 18 stone, and he got attacked. There was an Englishman passed away tragically last week. He died in England from his injuries here in Temple Bar. They see it every day of the week. There's not enough guards on the street. There's not enough heavy prosecutions, and, you know, it should be like England. Which also has a crime epidemic with knives. There should be more stops and searches.
More stop and searches.
Yeah. I mean, take knives off people. And I know they've been doing it, but they need to step it up, you know. There's just a complete lack of respect for authority and a lack of fear.
Now, of course, the question is, a lot of people might wonder, is it the part of Dublin you happen to be in? And on the leafy boulevards in Grafton Street, is it safe?
Yeah, we did venture out to the blue skies, the Christmassy Grafton Street.
We're just off Grafton Street here in the heart of the capital on Wicklow Street. Do you feel safe in the capital?
Absolutely not. During the day it's fine, daylight, but you come to Dublin at night time, it's not the animal I used to know.
And tell us about the animal you used to know.
It was a good animal. But nowadays, it's a different animal. It's a dangerous breed. I deal in tourism, and when I find out that the tourists want to get out of Dublin when they come to the west of Ireland, it's a completely different situation. And they will never go back to Dublin.
So they feel much safer in the west?
In the west of Ireland, they feel safer, it's friendlier, it's more sociable. I'm not trying to put Dublin down. I lived here and worked here for many years, and it's a beautiful city, but unfortunately, it's gone to a different place.
Yeah, of course they feel safe in the capital, yeah, exactly. It's no different than any other capital. If you want trouble, you'll find it. And it depends on where you are in it too, I suppose, you know.
There you go, various views there on that. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.